Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening. To Curio Podcast, episode 81.
What?
I'm not surprised.
I was. I took on your role. Did you hear that? Hey, everybody. It's Cass and Kim and Doug.
And Ziggy.
And Vespa. Our pod dogs. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Senior Smelly Cheese Knees. William Barr. Was that going to make you gag?
I just, the whole cheese, smelly cheese knees thing, just like a whole sensory.
Because you could imagine
thing
it, right?
Happens. I can see it. I can smell it. I can
taste.
Oh, Lord.
Well, before we get started, I wanted to play this clip of him talking about why it doesn't matter that he's protecting Trump. This was from 8 months ago when people had started to accuse him of that, mm-hmm. when he mishandled the releasing of Mueller's report.
Mishandled.
He held on to it while he released a letter that said, nothing to see here, guys. Move along.
Right. What was it, like a 500-page report or something? And he
didn't read it.
He didn't read it. He just issued a four-page
letter saying
synopsis. Yeah.
So it was around this time that he got interviewed by CBS, and this is his response to that.
Reasons that I ultimately was persuaded that maybe I should take it on, because I think at my stage in life, it really doesn't make any difference.
You're at the end of your career?
I'm at the end of my career.
It's a reputation that you've worked your whole life on, though.
Yeah, but everyone dies, and I'm not, you know.
Yeah, but everyone dies. So he essentially says, I don't care about my reputation. I'm going to die anyway.
Yeah, let me just go out with a bang here at the end.
Do whatever I want.
And do whatever my party wants me to do, because he's been a lifelong operative for the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
So
indeed.
He's just, I don't know, going down with the ship.
I don't understand any of it. I don't, there has to be a big picture goal. I mean,
well, I was trying to organize some of my thoughts today about everything that's going on. Besides the stuff that I, you know, wrote down about the Department of Justice and the Constitution, I just wrote these words because I was starting to get really frustrated with the idea of threads connecting in my brain, but not being able to see all of them at once, I guess.
Right.
So I wrote Mitch McTurtle.
Donatello?
Mitch McDonatello. Installing Republican judges or conservative judges. Justice Kennedy retires to allow Kavanaugh to be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Kennedy's son worked at Deutsche Bank that gave Trump a bunch of money that he never paid back and hooked him up with Russian oligarchs to launder dirty money. Barr becomes Trump's personal fixer and Republicans in Congress roll over and let it all happen. Trump's tax return case is about to make it mm-hmm. to the Supreme Court, where he has made two appointments. One very shady. Those were the words that I wrote down. Mm-hmm. Just trying to like piece it together in my brain. Like, so Russian oligarchs funneling money, laundering money through Trump.
Right.
Through Deutsche Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Justice Kennedy's son was part of that. Justice Kennedy retires so that Kavanaugh can come in mm-hmm. and basically be another fixer for Trump in the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tangled web, a dirty, dark, tangled web.
It is. It is. And I wonder what's the goal? Is it just to
dismantle American democracy? Is there, I mean, I want to know what the goal is.
Right.
Because everything they've done has been just so destructive, and it's not
it is as though they think that the world is ending. It's very fatalistic. That clip from Barr, he basically is just like, yeah, so what? Who cares about the next?
Global warming. I think it's all connected somehow. It's, you know, as things happen and resources are in greater demand and shorter supply and there are more people and, you know, we're not looking at a rosy future.
No. So they want to be the guys left holding what's left of the resources, is what you're saying.
That's what I think.
Huh.
Or they're just going to, they're maybe they're trying to create a global dictatorship.
Ooh. I'm all, like that's exciting. Right. That's not exciting.
I've gone to that very dark place a lot in this past week. Like, okay, so things are going to change fast.
Right.
And it's not going to be pretty.
No.
I think we've passed the point of no return. I don't think we're going to be able to salvage American democracy as we know it.
No.
And that sounds terrible.
I mean,
and
we might be able to salvage it, but we're not going to go right back to it after he's gone.
Oh, no.
It's not going to be like we wake up one morning after the election and we're like, oh, everything's back to normal. It's not going to be like that. There's going to be a lot of
It's going to get worse. After the election, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
If he's elected, there's no way on earth he will accept anything else. And if he's not elected, he won't leave.
He won't, yeah.
I truly don't believe he'll leave.
I don't think so either.
Have you seen that, one of his little commercial deals where it's, you know, Trump 2020, Trump 2024.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, it goes all the way into, you know, 200 years from now or whatever. And you're like, okay, nobody sees this as frightening or weird or like...
No, they do, but we're all still holding on to the idea that our institutions are going to save us.
They're not going to. They're being dismantled.
Fully.
Yeah, every day. He just pardoned...
Rod Bogloglovich.
Bogloglovich? Bogloglovich?
Doesn't it feel like a fucking 100 years since that scandal.
Right, yeah.
Like, I can't even exactly remember what happened. I remember there was corruption involved. I remember he was from Chicago.
Right.
But it feels like a billion things have happened since then.
Every day it's like that.
Yeah,
every
so they're saying that
day.
Today he was pardoning people and that he plans on pardoning people that are all, that were all guilty of corruption, fraud, things like that.
Things that he likes.
Yes.
So I think he's going to try to stack his cabinet because people are leaving. The good people are leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad people that he has not liked, he's gotten rid of.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to find more loyalists. I got you out of prison. You owe me.
Right.
Or jail, as he calls it. I got you out of jail.
Right.
You owe me. It's all about favors.
Can I say something?
What?
You have pretty earrings on tonight.
Oh, I wore them to work today.
Oh.
I didn't take them off.
They're very dangly and pretty.
Thank you. I like them. Paul gave them to me for Christmas.
Along with your Sasquatch?
Ago. Oh. Well, these were a few years ago.
Oh, Sasquatch was this year.
Yeah. I got to change Sasquatch's hat. He's still wearing his Valentine's outfit.
Oh, you know.
It's time.
It's time to get ready for St. Patrick's Day, Kimmy.
Right, I know.
Wait,
I can't wait.
Is today Fat Tuesday?
It just might be.
Oh, man, I usually make a king cake. But now I've had to make gluten-free king cakes.
Ooh.
It's very fun.
I bet they're even better. Do you hide little things in it?
Yeah, like one year I hid little tiny dinosaurs and dragons in it. That's fun.
Oh, I love it.
Anyway, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Department of Justice and the Constitution, and also about fucking Bill fucking fart fucking face bar.
Cheese knees bar.
Cheese knees!
Ugh.
All right. I want to vomit when I see him, because you know that he's a smart person. You're looking at him going, he looks like a perfectly smart person.
You've got some brains inside your head, dude. It's been documented.
Maybe they are all hiding a secret sex ring. Teenage girl sex ring, I bet you.
Ew.
All right.
Or something else creepy. Cheese ring.
A cheese knees cheese ring. Cheese knees
hamburger ring. Did you?
They all have Gouda socks.
Ew.
Ew. Gouda.
Gouda sock freaks.
Rockfort armpit pads.
Now it's just words. Now. It's got to come out somehow.
What were you going to say?
Oh, God. Oh, God. What's his name? The really funny YouTube guy.
Randy Rainbow.
Oh. Did you see his newest one?
I did. I couldn't stop singing it.
Oh, my gosh. It was freaking hilarious. And there's that one clip where Trump botches a word. I can't remember what it was because my brain just stopped working. So sorry, everyone. But it's so fucking funny. I watched it like 3 times.
I did too.
And Pelosi's on behind him on one side, and Pence is.
Oh no, that's
on the
another
other.
One. He released a new one today.
Oh,
with Barr.
Yeah, no, it was that one.
Pelosi's in that one? I don't think so.
It was just a short clip.
Oh no, Devin Nunes with lipstick on.
Yes.
Okay. And him
brilliant.
Going, like, calling Bill Barr Roseanne. Calm down, Roseanne.
Calm down, Roseanne. I was like, yes! That's who he reminds me of.
Oh, it's so funny.
Oh, God.
All right, so...
So gross.
We talked about this last week when the four federal prosecutors on Roger Stone's case removed themselves in protest.
Yes.
Since then, more than 1,000 up... We're not sure the exact number. It's between 1,000 and 2,000 from various reports.
Mm-hmm.
Former Department of Justice employees have called on Barr to resign. They did that on Sunday. Today, a group of federal judges called the Federal Judges Association,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's 9 judges that are like on the board in charge of this 1,000 member group. Mm-hmm. They had an emergency meeting today. I still, right before we started recording, I looked to see what was the outcome of their meeting, what the process was, if they had any notes, you know. Nothing's been released yet, but they were meeting today to discuss the deepening crisis with Barr.
Mm-hmm.
And to encourage federal employees to do their job, to do it the right way.
Yep.
The facts matter.
Exactly. And so, keep everybody accountable, too. That was part of it. Like, they're encouraging people to say something.
Even I saw Eric Holder, who was Barack Obama's attorney general, he released a statement saying, DOJ employees, stay in your jobs. We need you there doing the right thing.
Yep.
Like, because people are leaving. And you could understand why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the three things that have happened recently that are leading up to this, that have led up to this constitutional crisis, is the Giuliani stuff, where Barr went ahead and opened up a channel for Rudolph Giuliani, the ex-mayor of New York and lawyer of one person, to give him information about Ukraine.
Trump's personal lawyer
has his own personal channel into the Department of Justice. I don't have one. I'm a regular citizen. Do you have one?
No.
I don't have one.
Nope.
So the Roger Stone case, the four prosecutors resign because it comes from the top down saying, that's too strict a sentence.
Right. Which is what Trump tweeted.
And then Barr followed and then through.
Mysteriously, the sentence was, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they left.
And then the third thing which happened before these two things was the handling of the Mueller report. And this is what the federal judges are concerned about, mm-hmm. is that he misrepresented the information in the report before he released it. So that story got out before people were actually able to see the information.
And he said, as a private citizen, he sent a memo, Barr did, saying that he thought the whole thing was a sham and mm-hmm. it was a disgrace and the whole nine yards. As a private citizen, he sends the Department of Justice this memo
right.
saying that he totally disagrees with the whole investigation. He thinks it's a bunch of BS. He should have recused himself immediately, but he didn't. He jumped right in.
This is why he got nominated, because exactly. of that memo.
Yep.
And every senator who voted yes for him is complicit in this now scandal / crisis / death of democracy. Okay. According to Department of Justice guidelines, federal laws are to be applied. So I went right to their website and read through their guidelines.
All this information is available to the public.
Yes.
It's all right there.
So according to their guidelines, federal laws are to be applied evenly and fairly to uphold the fundamental interests of our society, the very fabric of our society.
Mm-hmm.
It should be so fair that the public remains confident in equal application of the law. So I've never had to think about the Department of Justice necessarily. Have you?
No. Always figured that they were doing their job. They were impartial. They were doing...
That's always been the veneer on them, that they...
Exactly.
...follow the rules, they follow the facts, because they don't want a population upset.
Exactly. Their job is to uphold the rule of law. Of the land, everybody. That's their job. They're supposed to be absolutely impartial. They're not supposed to politicize anything. No. What was it? Who was it that the... Who is it that rode in the airplane with Barack Obama and the freaking Republicans freaked out?
Was no, you're the... thinking of Clinton.
Was it Clinton?
Yeah. It was his attorney general. Met him on the tarmac. Didn't even ride in the plane with him. Met him on the tarmac.
And there was chaos.
Because it was right before his impeachment trial. And so they were like, oh, my God, they're conspiring. She's going to do this. They had like a 5-minute conversation when he got off the airplane, and people went crazy.
And here we've got Trump, who's phone calls, meetings, whole nine yards with Barr.
Right. So the Department of Justice is in the executive branch. The Attorney General is nominated by the president and approved by the Senate. They are responsible for the enforcement of law in our country and the administration of justice. Under the umbrella of the Department of Justice are organizations like the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, DEA, things like that. It's supposed to retain a nonpartisan reputation to be able to administer justice fairly. So that's the only way that you can administer justice fairly, is by appearing nonpartisan and for the rule of law. But that's not what's happening right now. So then I went back and looked at what the founding fathers were doing. And, you know, we've all heard all of this, but it's good to go back and look. They wrote this idea of the separation of church and state, I'm really hung up on that one, Marco Rubio, the separation of powers between the three branches into the Constitution so that... we would never suffer under a king or a dictator, because they had just declared us free from the tyrannical rule of King George. And so they were determined that tyranny would never happen here.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was the idea that they came up with, and other countries had used similar processes throughout history to keep check. But the the one that our founding fathers came up with was the first of its kind and seemed pretty foolproof. It seemed like nobody was going to gather too much power.
Because everybody was more invested in democracy and our Constitution and the ideal America than they were their parties.
Right.
But that's not the case anymore.
No. So one other thing I wanted to mention is that George Washington, in his farewell address, when he was no longer going to be president, spoke of this need to preserve the separation of powers. So here's his quote. Excuse me. The accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary, in the hands, whether of one, a few, or many, may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny. So it doesn't have to be just one guy. It can be one guy in his consigliere cheese knees bar and his lackeys in Congress that will allow him to do anything. But it was so important to them that it was one of the main things that they wrote into the Constitution.
Right. Checks and balances.
Not even checks and balances, but that this is a country of laws, not men.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
The law doesn't recognize party. It doesn't recognize how you feel. It's equally applied to everyone. It's supposed to be equally applied to everyone. But if Trump, so if Trump has the attorney general as his personal fixer, he's got a couple of his own guys on the Supreme Court, and every single Republican senator and representative, he basically controls all three branches now.
Yeah.
So we are in a real constitutional crisis. We're not just headed there. We're not just...
We're in the middle of it.
We are in the middle of it.
And we're going to hit a tipping point soon. Well, we've already hit one, I believe. But
I believe.
After this next election, it's gonna happen fast. And it's going to get ugly.
I believe that, too.
And I think we need to be ready.
With shivs?
Shivs?
Shanks? Wait, one's a verb and one's a noun. Shiv is the verb, I think. Shank is the noun.
Yes, shank is a... Yep.
Yeah, gotta familiarize myself with these street fighting terms.
Right.
I'm gonna shank you? No, that doesn't work. I'm gonna shiv you. I won't do that either. What did you find out about Barr? Let's talk about his awful smelly face.
That he's just gross.
He's so gross, and he wears sweater vests.
I hate sweater vests. And he's bloated, and he's... Yuck. And he talks yucky and I just oh God. Yeah. Anyway, well, first thing is he's a musician.
No fucking way.
Yes, he plays the bagpipes.
Did I know that? Also,
so
what?
When I read that, I got this total visual in my head of
farting.
Bill Barr playing the bagpipes, but also being the bagpipes.
I know.
And sweat and white, pasty, Jabba the Hutt like things.
And noises like this.
Now, I love the bagpipes.
No, I do too.
And I like a man in a kilt too. Why not? Utility kilts are really cool, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Been trying to get Paul to wear one for years. He just won't do it. Anyway. So I'm calling him Bill Baggy Pipes Bar. Just, I can't even. He's been in politics for a long time.
Yeah.
This has been his trajectory. He was known for ultra-conservative views when he was in school. This isn't really surprising. You know what I mean? It's not like he's flipped somewhere along the line.
But you never thought that he would be corrupt.
I never thought any of these clowns would be this
corrupt.
Yeah,
I guess so. Go ahead. Sorry.
Now, an aside real quick, I have to talk about Heather Cox Richardson really quick.
Because so, you love her.
I love her. So she posts these letters from an American, and she goes all the way back into the 80s and before that with the Republican Party. I'm reading one of her books right now.
Because Reaganism started all of this.
So, yeah, that's when things really started to ramp up was during the Reagan years. So that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah.
As we find out what Baggy Pipes has been up to. So he became Deputy Attorney General in 1991 during the Bush administration. From 1994 to 2008, Barr did corporate legal work for GTE and its successor company, Verizon, which made him a multimillionaire. Yes. So Baggy Pipes has got some
dough.
He's got some doughy pipes.
He's got some smelly, yeasty dough.
Corrupt, moldy dough. I keep thinking of his thighs. Sorry. I'm sorry. I have to get it out of my head. I'm just going to hate these people just blatantly, even more so from now on. From 2009 to 2018, he served on the board of directors of Time Warner. He's got some money. Barr is a longtime proponent of the unitary executive theory.
Right. I knew that.
Of nearly unfettered presidential authority over the executive branch of government. Mm-hmm. So whereas the Department of Justice is supposed to kind of balance everything, nonpartisan balancing things.
Right.
He believes that the president should be able just to say, no, I'm going to pardon this person. I'm going to pardon that person. I can do whatever I want. Basically, mm-hmm. Trump has already said that. I've got the Second Amendment. I can do whatever I want. And that's what this theory supports. So gross. The unitary
not
executive...
Not the Second Amendment.
No, the theory.
Article 2.
Article 2. Sorry.
Yeah.
See, the... numbers and me don't get along so great. The unitary executive theory is a theory of U.S. constitutional law holding that the U.S. president possesses the power to control the entire executive branch. This doctrine is rooted in Article 2 of the Constitution. Now, there are different ways to interpret it. There's Barr's way, and then another way to interpret this is that not the unitary executive theory, but the kind of power that the president has.
Yeah.
The other way to interpret that would be that he has advisors, that people chime in, and he is intelligent enough and has the critical thinking skills to take all of that information into account and make a good decision. But that he has, you know, he confers with people, he talks to people about it. Barr believes that he can just, you know, on a whim, which is basically...
like a dictator.
Yeah, like a dictator, mm-hmm. which is basically what he's been doing. In 1992, Barr authored the report, The Case for More Incarceration.
Oh, yeah. He was the war on drugs guy.
Oh, I didn't get to that part.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, no, I didn't know that. I thought that was... I thought that was...
it had started before him, but he really ramped it up as far as punishment goes.
Right. Yeah. So the case for more incarceration is not about white-collar crimes, obviously.
Or white guy crimes?
It's about brown people crimes and women having control over their body crimes.
Wait, before you go on, did you see Ted Cruz's tweet this week?
Yikes.
Yikes.
I wanted to punch him in the face. If I ever see that man.
I want to drive to wherever he, you know, he doesn't really go to Texas, but, oh wait, we're going to, no, I won't do that. Sorry, I won't even say it. I couldn't believe it. Listeners, I don't know if you saw the tweet or not, but he basically, so Alabama is one of the states that has the most draconian mm-hmm. abortion laws in the country. And so one of the Democratic women lawmakers has introduced a bill that says that all men who either reach the age of 50 or have had three children will have to get a vasectomy according to law. And so Ted Cruz is like, yikes, big government reaching into your personal life or whatever the hell he said.
Big government can give you everything and take everything away or something like that. Like everything.
And it was so tone deaf. A, B, like went right over his head. He didn't even understand why she had introduced that bill. It was the stupidest
fourth grade comment ever. It made no sense.
So he got ratioed. Every single response was, dude, how do you think women feel? Dude,
right.
Imagine what happens with our vaginas. Dude, you know, like, not dude. I say that a lot because I'm from California. But anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
I hate him so much. When we were in Texas, he had just shot down a law stating that people should not text and drive at the same time.
Right.
Which to me makes perfect sense because...
Oh, he wants people to text and drive at the same time? So that they crash and die?
They were trying to pass a law saying that it's illegal to text and drive at the same time, and he shot it down. Didn't happen.
Because one of the telecom companies gave him money?
Who knows? Maybe, you know, he's just making people happy. His constituents want to be able to text and drive. While we were there, some guy in a big old freaking truck... texting and driving, took out a church van and killed everyone. And it was like the news, it was in tandem. Like,
so you personally blame Ted Cruz for that?
I just don't understand how somebody could be so stupid. Like, this is not a smart thing to do while you're driving. Why?
Nope.
You can tell when people are texting and driving. They slow down, they swerve. It's like they're drunk. Anyway. So the case for more incarceration, I read that and I was like, oh my God, is this where privatized prisons came from and all that? How convenient. Under his advice, George W. Bush pardoned six officials involved in the Iran-Contra affair.
That was not W, that was George Senior.
Was that Senior?
Yeah.
Okay. You did better research than I did.
No, I just remember that from the time.
Wow, you've got a good memory. He's argued to nullify the Affordable Care Act.
Of course.
He's openly criticized the Mueller investigation, and we've already talked about that. He thought it was a great idea for Trump to fire Comey.
What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he came out and said that he thought it was a good move to fire Comey. It's like, wait, what? We talked about the memo that mm-hmm. he sent, and then he didn't recuse himself from overseeing the investigation. He had criticized openly
in public.
After he received the report, he issued a 4-page summary to Congress describing his interpretation of the findings. Mueller responded privately that Barr had misrepresented his findings in the report, which mm-hmm. wasn't really private because we all knew that he did that.
Right.
December 2019, he described the Russia investigation as a travesty. The FBI was investigating this because of the 2016 election.
That sounds like something Trump would say.
For Obama. Yeah. So that they were trying to swing the election. Anyway, as far as Ukraine goes, Trump told Zelensky, you can talk to Mr. Giuliani and I'll have Mr. Barr call you too. Like, oh
like
my God.
Like he works for him.
Exactly. Right.
Like he's in the office as his secretary or something.
And Barr denied this. That he was ever, you know, ever talked to Zelensky or whatever. And then Trump came out and said, well, no, he didn't. But I could make that happen if I wanted to. And, you know, he did his puffed up, stupid thing that he does.
Right.
Today, Donald Iyer called for Barr to resign. I believe that was either today or yesterday. Iyer worked with Barr during the Bush administration.
They worked
very closely together. And he had some serious, serious concerns about Barr and said that he should resign, that he is not behaving as he should. He's not being just. He's not being impartial. He's not doing his job.
Right.
As you mentioned, 1,000 ex-DOJ officials called for his resignation. So Fox News reported that the organization that organized these signatures, this from
the former DOJ employees?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is a left-wing organization.
What?
So they
more than 1,000 former DOJ professional employees... No, I saw this and it made me mad, and I didn't even want to think it because they called the organization Never Trumpers.
Right.
And that's not a thing.
Okay. So
no, it just makes me mad.
Well, it was a flat out freaking lie. And so I researched it. So I looked into the Defense of Democracies, which is what the organization is called. It is listed as strongly biased toward conservative causes and rates very high in factual reporting.
Wow.
Yeah. So this organization, I went and I looked through it. It was like this.
Impeccable.
They're fighting for the law. That's what they're fighting for, is the law. That's what they're concerned about, is fairness in the law.
Wow.
But they're the ones who did this. And they are not a left-wing organization. They are a right-wing organization.
Wow.
And they are very, very highly rated in factual reporting. And I looked up, I'll post a link to a website that I found, it's a media bias.
Oh, yeah.
Website. So I went through this website and checked different media sources. Of course, Fox News is rated... way far right, not reliable.
Just as entertainment for bozos.
Reuters, you know,
yeah.
AP, we know the ones that have factual reporting.
Right.
It was really helpful. They had guidelines for how to spot factual reporting, how they rate the different news sources, media. So it was really interesting. To see.
So what do you think is going to happen with Barr?
I think he's just going to be one of Trump's puppets.
You think he's going to stay? He's not going to listen to thousands of federal judges and thousands of Department of Justice employees?
No, I don't think. I
agree with you.
I think he's going to stay.
He went into this going, I think Trump should have all the power.
Exactly.
So he doesn't.
He didn't need to take this job.
No, obviously. He was about to die anyway.
Unless they've got dirt on him or he's got some evil agenda, which is more likely. Well, either likely.
But why would old men at the end of their lives, you know, maybe they've got another 10 years. Why wouldn't they just want to go enjoy them all the fucking money they've made and leave us the fuck alone?
I don't know. That's the part I don't understand. And if we are headed toward a global crisis, you know, why bother? Go have fun. You're a bunch of rich guys.
Yeah. Go buy an island and drink mimosas or something.
Right. What is the payoff? What is the deal? There's something big that we don't know. There's lots of big things we don't know, but...
Or it's all just a giant clusterfuck and everything's exploding all at once.
It could be. I mean, I just don't get it. I don't understand how so many Americans can just blindly follow this man, Trump,
I don't think it's as many as we think it is. More people didn't vote than voted. In the 2016 election, there were more people eligible to vote that did not than did. More people voted for Hillary Clinton than voted for Donald Trump.
She got the popular vote.
if you pay attention, you realize that there are the people that are going to follow him no matter what, the cult members. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people have said, oh, shit, this guy's disgusting.
Right.
I'll vote for Joe Biden, or I'll vote for Joe Walsh, or whomever.
Whoever, yeah.
I think they're rabid, but I don't think there are that many of them. Not as many as I'm scared about.
There are fewer of them, and maybe that's part of the power grab, is they know that their base is disintegrating.
Oh, they know that, yeah.
So, they're...
This is their last-ditch effort.
They've destroyed the Republican Party. I mean...
Let alone our republic.
Yeah, obviously. But it's like, I don't... Whenever one of them opens their mouth, I just don't even expect them... I just expect lies.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time.
Like, yeah.
It's just beyond logic. I just don't understand. I don't get it.
Ziggy's upset, too. I was going to say somebody posted...
I'm touching my foot.
It was the one-year anniversary of the omelet bar picture. Do you remember that omelet bar picture?
What?
It was Donald Trump at his Mar-a-Lago...
Oh, yes. Resort, the omelet bar.
...standing at the omelet bar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big meme that went around. This is before everything got really terrible. And the guy posted, it's been 1 year. And I thought to myself...
1 year.
What the fuck? That's not possible. One bazillion things have happened.
Yep.
It feels like 56 years ago that happened, mm-hmm. that he was standing at the omelet bar waiting for his omelet.
Those were such simpler times.
Oh, my God.
Which makes me wonder, what are things going to be like in another year?
Well, in another year, hopefully he's not in office anymore and we can begin the work. But if he is...
It's going to be bad. Did you hear about the Russian freaking radio Sputnik?
Oh, in the Midwest somewhere, right?
Yes. Yeah.
They bought several hours of airtime.
Kansas.
That's it.
Kansas. And they're being the guy, the head of the broadcasting company, lives in Florida.
Interesting.
And they interviewed him about it. And he's like, I don't care. They pay good money. That freaked me out. And it's not Russian news. It's not like Al Jazeera or something. It is straight up freaking propaganda. And they're slamming the Democrats, and they are slamming they're slamming our democratic system. And it's being broadcast on American soil. Three different radio stations carry it in Kansas.
Shouldn't that be illegal?
Not if you dismantle the
Department of Justice. There's no clear and fair application of the rule of law anymore.
And the American Broadcasting System, or whatever it's called.
FCC.
They're
basically dismantled now.
Right.
They don't have enough members to actually do anything.
Right. And he's done that to how many different agencies?
Yeah.
And that freaked me out. I thought, how much longer till
every
NPR's gone? Or, you know, like you go to turn on, I don't know, PBS and it's gone.
Don't say it.
It's scrambled. And the only thing we're getting is Fox News or whatever. Whoever's got his favor, if he's going to start pardoning people, doing whatever he wants, Barr's going to let him, people are leaving, the good people are leaving, what's next?
I'm sitting in shocked silence, sorry.
Barr was also a proponent of secret trials.
What the fuck?
Yes.
I never heard that.
Secret trials after 9/11. And then, oh gosh, well, there was another incident. I think it was in the 80s. But yeah, after 9/11, he was telling Bush, he's like, we should be able to have secret trials for people that we believe are a danger to our country. I don't think Bush took him up on it, but he was like, yeah.
They had they still have Guantanamo.
And he was a big part of that, too.
Was he really?
Mm-hmm, he was. So, what the fuck? They're going to start rounding people up who are recording podcasts and freaking have a secret trial?
Have you watched the V for Vendetta yet?
No.
Dude, please watch it. Please.
I'm going to watch it. I will watch it tomorrow night.
Okay.
I promise.
We are going to Washington, D.C. next week. We're going to protest the White House and Trump and go to the museum. I was checking to see if the cherry blossoms would be going when we're there, but they're not yet.
They're not yet?
No, they
usually go March.
March, but like mid-March.
Yeah.
They might have green leaves on them. Maybe little bud leaves while we're there. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll go see. We'll check them out.
We'll see.
It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I've never been. Not really. I've been through the airport a couple times, but...
Oh, man.
Oh, and my family lived in Baltimore, Maryland, when my dad was in the Army for a couple months.
Oh.
Yeah. But I was a baby. I don't remember.
Well, you're a big girl now.
I don't know. This. My mom was here for a week and a half, and it was so funny. I wasn't a fussy child, or I cried, but I was just sensitive, like feelings. But I didn't, whine or anything like that. And she was going through my box of ceramic rejects, taking everything. I'm going to have to build a shelf for these. And I'm like, Mom, these are the ugly ones. That's why they're in the box. They're not good. Don't take them. I don't want people seeing them. And then she was like, I'm so excited. Can I have this box? And she's taking things.
She's taking all the
And I was like, I don't want you to do that. Just like a little baby.
She's like, who are you?
Meanwhile, I'm about to turn 48, so.
Yeah, things happen in the midlife. They get all wonky and weird.
Yeah,
sometimes I feel like an anarchist teenager type.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I feel like an old lady.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I don't know what I feel like. And that's not typical. Usually have a pretty good idea of
you
what
either
I'm
feel
feeling
like an anarchist or an old lady.
Yeah.
If you combined the two.
Then you would be this woman who I saw today at work. So she's an older woman. She has trouble walking.
Right.
And she usually has somebody help her. She has a walker. She takes all kinds of classes. And she was down in the pottery studio. They were getting a delivery of clay. And
wait, they have clay there?
Oh, yeah.
Is it included in the cost?
I think you get like a couple bags with the class, and then after that you have to buy it.
Oh, it's see.
Like
okay.
$10 a bag, I think.
Yeah, that's about right.
So she was down there. I didn't see this happen. Somebody else came up and told me. And the clay delivery guy asked her if she needed help. And he walked up to her and he said, Can I help you? Can I help you get up the steps or whatever? And she turned around and looked at him and she said, no, you can get the fuck away from me. Or no, it was, you can leave me the fuck alone. That's what it was. You can leave me the fuck alone. And this woman, she comes into the gallery and she's just, you know, usually chipper as she can be.
Civil.
And yeah. And very civil and everything. And so a coworker came up and told me that. And we were laughing our ass off. I'm like, you go, girl. You
I
want to
be that old lady.
And I thought, yeah, she's earned the right to say whatever the hell she wants whenever the hell she wants to say it.
Right.
And the guy was not, you know, he wasn't upset about it or anything. He just kind of said, okay. And he... kind of made a face and, you know, laughed a little and went about his business. But,
you know, you saw my mom. She's walking with a cane right now because her knee. And we were going somewhere in the car and my porch has three steps down to the driveway. And she stood at the top and she was like, frustrated or whatever. And she's like, I'm sorry, I'm just grouchy. And I was like, you know what? It's okay. You've earned the right to be grouchy once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ugh. Do it, baby.
And when you're not able to move your body the way you want to, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
It's maddening.
Like, okay. Wait a second. Before we go, final thoughts. But before that, a final insult for Bill Barr, the killer of democracy.
Cheesy, donied, stinky, sweaty Jabba the Hutt guy? Oh, I hate him!
I'm going to call him evil, pumpkin-headed, lackey, sycophantic, fart-smelly, pustule on the armpit of Satan.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right. Can't beat it.
Like an ingrown hair. That's Bill Barr.
Ew.
But like satanic ingrown hair.
A satanic ingrown hair.
That smells like Roquefort cheese.
That's filled with cheese and
cheese pus.
Doughy cheese pus. That's infectious.
I hope when Bill Barr goes to hell, I don't really believe in hell, but let's pretend for my story. When Bill Barr goes to hell, his penance for his crimes against humanity will have to he'll have to listen to all the podcasts where people said terrible things about him, and he'll have to hear this, that we called him a boil on Satan's armpit with doughy, cheesy knees and other things.
And gross stuff.
Yeah.
When you said that, I had this vision of Mike Pence as Satan. Like, maybe that's...
It's true.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why he's, like, such a Ken-like, Barbie, unbelievable plastic man.
No, Satan would have more charisma, I think.
Oh, I guess.
He's more like the shell... What did we used to call those? Not a puck, a punk, no, a blank. Like a fake coin.
Oh, right.
That hasn't been imprinted with anything. He's like the shell of a person that knows how to walk, like a robot.
I wonder if he's real. Like, what if he's not real?
Like, in what way would he be unreal?
Like, what if they made him in, like, a freaking... chemistry lab laboratory someplace.
What does that make mother? That makes her a robot fucker.
Ew. Ew. Maybe she's not real either. Maybe Ugh. She's its handler.
Its handler? She feeds
it. He just stands there. He has no emotion.
No personality.
Never, ever.
Nope.
He's so creepy.
Yep.
Like, whenever you see pictures of, okay, General Milley, you know who I'm talking about?
No.
General Milley is the guy who is always, whenever Trump has a bunch of military people around him, Milley is the guy with the big square head.
Oh, that always looks sad to be there?
And he always, watch his face. Always watch him and how he's reacting to what's going on.
He was at the table when Nancy Pelosi was scolding Trump.
And he had his head down.
That's right.
Like, he was embarrassed.
Yeah.
And if you watch him when Trump's speaking and he's in the background,
it's all over his face.
It's all over his face. And he looks around like Trump will lie. And he's looking around like, fuck.
That's how General Kelly was. Remember? He used to put his head in his hands all the time and like look up at God like, please get me out of here.
So Trump was talking about somebody being punished for whatever they had done that made him mad. And he said, well, maybe General Milley will do something about it. And I thought, oh, that's creepy. Like, he was calling Milley out to do something. And that was the last I've heard of Milley. I mean, it's only been a week or so.
But things move fast in the Trump era.
Things move fast. But I'm wondering if Milley's just going to bail.
I thought he'd bail after the Nancy Pelosi tongue lashing because the look on his face.
Yeah.
All of them mm-hmm. on that side of the table. It looked like they were ashamed little boys.
Yeah.
All right. Final thoughts.
I hope something good happens this week. By next Tuesday. Seriously, we could use some good news. Something.
We could use some good news, yeah.
How about you? What's your last thought or thoughts?
I tend to be the more optimistic between the two of us, but I am not feeling that this week. I'm feeling the prosecutors quitting really got to me.
Yeah.
Bad.
That was scary.
And the Deutsche Bank connection between the Russian oligarchs and Trump and Kavanaugh and Justice Kennedy's son, like all of it all together, when you put it all together, it's a very, very worrying prospect for our republic. And it's a place that I don't think any of us ever thought we would be in, so we're not prepared for it.
No, but I think we better start becoming prepared for it. We need to start thinking out of the box. It's time to let it go.
Let what we thought our country was go? Wait. I haven't even been drinking, Kimmy. Let what we thought of our country go? No. What we thought... Never mind. That's my final
thought. Along the lines of my little crisis a couple weeks ago. Is like that was me in the process of letting go of the idea that things are going to be okay.
That good would prevail.
That good would prevail, because I don't think it's going to happen right now. I think it's a never-ending, never, ever, ever-ending, at least as long as humans are around, battle. It's just a cycle. It's just, it's a Tasmanian devil, and it just keeps rolling around.
I really do wish we were more evolved. I would like a more evolved sort of society where we didn't have to constantly fall down into darkness before we could come back out and progress.
It's our consciousness. That's our Achilles heel. We'll never evolve. We'll never be a honeybee. We'll never be a honeybee.
But I'm gonna be a honeybee.
I'm gonna call you honeybee, Cass.
Oh, I'm gonna keep calling you snickerdoodle. Bye, everybody.
Good night. Curio Podcast is a Porch Swing production. Big thanks to all of our contributors and special guests. For more info, please visit Twitter at Podcast Curio, Curio Podcast on Facebook, and CurioPodcast.org. And remember, Curio Podcast loves you.
Yay!